This is CliffCentral.com. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
La luma la la li la li la 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 lum la 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 lum scooby bidi 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 dum 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 dum. Sometimes you get people who sing like this and they win awards. It's absolutely wonderful because that shows there's a place in the sun for everyone. And especially today, there's a nice little sun. What's that noise? Is that you, Gareth, with your American manners?
Oh, my name just became Gareth. Hello, Casper.
Hello, Gareth.
How are you?
I am not
I
well.
I missed you. Why are you not well?
Did I call you Gareth?
Yes, you called me Gareth.
Okay, so...
Have you ever?
I had too many sleeping pills this morning. If I say strange things, please correct me.
What did you have?
Like Gareth. When I said Gareth, I meant Gavin.
Okay.
But I was excited that I was going to oversleep because I had to be this morning early. Early in the morning for Gareth Cliff. It worked out that I was like 10 minutes too late for his slot. So it was like...
Oh my God.
But I still had too much.
How many did you take?
Tablets. That is my and yours to find out.
I took 1 a.m. I took a Stilnox at 1 a.m.
Oh morning. Dear darling.
And I was awake at 6:30.
Donkey dung. And you, Shemaine...
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Gaz straight from New York and
don't mess with the water,
Rick,
Gavin.
Hutt, good to see you. Rian, it's so good to see you.
Why
I haven't
not?
Seen you in like, I don't know, three
Why
months.
Hello, Yella.
Is it?
Aww. Yeah.
I said to him, he's a celebrity. I only see him on social media. Permission to move my mic.
Yeah. Permission granted.
Merci beaucoup.
Dear God.
Ek gaan weer met geraas word. Ek was lanklaas agter 'n mic.
Gav.
Maar hoe was jou vakansie, Gavin? And when was this planned? We didn't know about this.
I was just thinking, where did you get that money from?
Oh my God.
Because, I mean, you went all over. It was Miami.
I love the fact that that Betty, mm-hmm. Betty, she's not here today, but Betty messaged
Betty
me
coming?
A day,
oh,
a day
sorry.
Later. Do you not read your messages? A day later. a day later, Betty says to me, I see you having fun, but why the limo? Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Exactly. You have to have a limo at least once.
I was very pretentious.
No, but we all have limos when we're in New York for the first time. Was it your first time?
It was my first time ever.
You have to have a limo. We all had limos.
Ek die venster afgesit
die mense in
geloer. And I had my sun shades on. And I said, what am I seeing?
You see these and things in movies. You want to sit in the fucking limo. And at the end, it's an old kind of a limo. It doesn't feel that good. It's like worn out a bit. And you go,
Yeah.
And, oh God, are we going to be able to turn that corner? Oh my God, you know?
And I was asbakkies ook in die limo.
Oh, no.
Ew.
Oh.
And I'm a social smoker, mm-hmm. but I don't like... I loved was the fact that there's smoking is not allowed. Like in the bars. In any bar, it's not allowed.
Oh.
You walk into the bars, it smells so beautiful, so lovely.
So, almal buite gaan rook.
Jy gaan staan ver buite. Jy mag nie 'n blaas in die plek nie.
But this is what's happening here anyway. In South Africa it's the same.
Ja, dis
ja, maar ons het nog ons rook areas.
But
we are moving towards that.
No, but the smokers areas either outside or they have a little cubicle and then it's like then the extraction fan kicks in. So, so it's not
a We are moving towards like because some of our bars like a lot of our bars still have like a smoking section like within the building. Daar mag jy nie in die gebou rook nie. Jy moet uitgaan. Selfs die hotel The hotel, we stayed right at Times Square. The hotel say, jy moet stap en stap tot agter die gebou.
Yeah. And then you can smoke there.
Dan is so hokkie waar jy...
Man, I'm so glad I hardly smoke. Yeah, I'm like, I even forget that I smoke.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a once a month kind of thing or something silly like that.
I don't know you smoke.
Wie het al allemaal gerook?
But not cigarettes. Yeah, me too.
Ek het...
I do nog. He still does.
Ek het so 'n bietjie gerook.
Wait, what? Are we talking about cigarettes here?
We're talking cigarettes.
Well, okay, in that case, I'll just keep quiet.
Hey, daar ook nie 'n sigaret.
So nou en dan as ek 'n biertjie drink, dan hou ek af van.
Ja. I cannot smoke cigarettes anymore, but I can smoke tobacco. I roll my own. If I want to, then I roll a thing. And that's kind of like once a month or
tobacco
so.
See it.
Tobacco baby.
Okay. I could hardly be worse. Now, vertel my, what the goed het alles daar gebeur met jou, Gavin?
The limousine ride... There are three important things that I want to highlight. The limousine ride was amazing.
Okay.
It was net ek wat baie selfsugtig was. Dit was of 'n Toyota Prius, whatever.
Prius.
Of Prius, ja.
Prius.
Is it Prius? Prius.
Of
die limousine.
Ja, take the limo.
In a few dollars extra.
What do they call the other one? A town car.
Is it?
Yeah. Like the town car and the limo.
Ah.
Ja. So,
toe gaan ek daar tussen in die limo klim, tussen joyride.
Yeah.
Get to the airport waar die limo het vir ons deur sit die airport gevat. Missed our flight.
No.
Got to the flight to Chicago, but that's not the beginning of it. We get to the thing. Now they say you have to now go via Charlotte. 2 hours later in order to get to your... Charlotte. Exactly. I was also, who's Charlotte? No, it's a town in North Carolina. Okay, we go to Charlotte. We get to Chicago 1 a.m. in the morning. Ek kom daar so, wacht vir my tasse. Go to baggage control. So your bags are still in Charlotte?
No freaking way.
Ek sê, okay, I'll come and get it tomorrow. Gaan om het nou die volgende ochtend te kry. I get my bags the next morning. Nou sê ek nog, ek was nie dirty nie. Nee, die kleer aan my lyf was dirty. Ek het gewas die volgende ochtend. I get to the airport. Hier kom die luggage. Wiel gebreek.
Ai.
En toe het ek my face gevat en op sy counter gestamp. Ten aanskouwe. Ek het so my skouwe geloer. Tussen of haar mens is. And then because he dare say to me. Sir, your luggage is broken because of the fact that you left it in Charlotte. I said, I did not leave it in Charlotte. You left it, American Airlines.
Yo.
To stamp it. So, al die mense achter my staar so na my in, like, moet nie perform. Ek sê, excuse me, you guys are here because you've got issues with your bag, so don't look at me like that.
Yo.
And just like, I will not calm down. Just look back. Now, ask me why did a barman verbally assault me in Chicago?
Why did a barman verbally assault you in Chicago?
How dare he, firstly?
Yeah.
To slam you with an face.
That's good.
So then we were going to, obviously, it's a gay bar. Ons gaan ons in Chicago in. Ons om die draai van Wrigley. Wrigley is the home to, like, the Chicago Cubs, whatever. Staan by die bar. Ons bestel... To be a Jameson.
I know. Did you also hear that?
Yeah, yeah. I pissed both at any meal.
Actually, I had the opposite. Ik zie hem voor die bar counter staan. And it was like, I pissed. And I'm thinking bar counter.
Okay, are you following, my dear?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Riri.
And to stand, to bestel ik twee Ek kom net daar in ek en al wie nou. Ek bestel 2 jam, and please correct me if I'm wrong, right? I'm open to suggest to opinions.
Uh-huh.
Ek bestel 2 Jamesons. Nou Jamesons gooi hulle 'n triple shot. Ek bestel dit en die barman sê vir my so it'll be whatever dollars. Ek gee dit en hy gee vir my die change. En hy kyk my so aan. Ek kyk hom so aan. Hy sê tip. Ek sê, okay, ek sit $1 neer. $2. $1 for each drink. En ek vat, ek sit $2 neer, en ek gaan toe net om die draai, maar by dieselfde bar. Hy kom na my toe, hy storm op my af, hy is bloedrooi in sy gezicht, hy begin skreeu op my, en hy sê vir my, nowhere, no barman in America will serve you unless you tip the barman. Always fucking, excuse my language, maar, always if in tip the barman, skryf vir my. Ek wil nog soos in. And then he just walked off.
Maar jy het getip. I mean, after he asked, but you did give him his tip.
Ja. Maar dit het dan nie van self van vir my gekom. And I kind of feel like tipping is like, jy moet dit deserve, want ek moet tip vir a service.
Yeah. Nie in Amerika nie, hulle is so erg, hulle sit even die tip op, jy kan maar sê wat jy wil, hulle sit die tip op.
In San Francisco, toe ek daar gaan vir a nice dinner saam met a maaikie van my, nou is iemand wat jy baie lang las, en so jy wil net a lekker rustig in dinner heen,
yes.
En die bil kom, en die oud neers ons cutlery in goed gebring nie.
Mm.
En ek het nou maar precies neergesit, ek denk ek het so $2 meer neergesit as vir a tip. And I'd actually die tip oopgemaak en die boekie oopgemaak gesê here in America you need to tip at least 10%.
Mm. Well,
ek is soos,
maar daai 10% het nou verander.
Is 12 dis, of 15?
Is nou dis 15, 18 en 20%. By die lughawe in Miami, die vrou kom met 'n masjien, sy kom nie met die bil nie, sy kom met 'n masjien. Die tip is al klaar bygereken by die totaal en hy is maar outomaties inconveniently at 18%.
Ja.
But you have a choice to either stoot het op na 20 toe of bring het af na 15 toe. Alvino sê ons bring af na 15 toe.
Mm-hmm.
Want jy is bykie.
And those the servings is huge, hey? Het jy baie kos, man. Is van naar te raak.
Vijay, in South Beach, nie man. I asked for, she said, large or regular? Ek sê, regular pizza, please. Alvino bestel sy eie bord. Oh my goodness, ek kry 6 tamai slices of pizza. I could not. Wat was die ander ding wat ek nou vir jou gesê het?
6 tamai pizzas.
Tamai, ja.
Slices.
Wat was die ander ding wat ek nou vir jou gesê het? Wait, let me see this.
But who the fuck are they there in America, eh?
I don't give a fuck about
that. What is it?
But also, did you see how obese they all are?
I know.
Yeah, we only see like really normal bodies. Mm. And they're like huge. You go like, what?
Mm.
You know?
Chicago was for ons net, it was it was a little bit of a nightmare. Because firstly, when we went to the address that the guys gave us for the apartment, Airbnb, it was a bakery. We walked into a bakery.
Yeah.
People were staring at us. What? And so Alvino insisted this is our apartment. So he opened the storeroom. Like Marcus storeroom. The manager, no, this is not your apartment. How is it that this is the building, right? In the middle of the building. Like here's the building, uh-huh. Right? Window on the side. In the middle, there's a staircase that goes up to the apartment. But it's like one number for
everything.
Yeah. But then...
Was it a nice apartment, though?
It was beautiful. Awesome. It was absolutely beautiful. Then I'd like to end off with, whenever you get the opportunity to go to Miami, go to Twisted. Twist is a Texan name.
I've been, but I don't know about Twist.
Is it Gap? You had a world tour gedoen. So you was New York, Miami, Chicago?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Oh, wow.
Twitter.
Hence my question, Rian. Waar kry die
fucking... Ons geskreeu vir ander.
Het hy gerop.
And to answer... And Casper's initial question when we started this conversation, Casper asked, like, why was it so sudden? I'm like, I'm MrLastMinute.com. I'm MrLastMinute.com. I missed being an audience member of one of my favorite shows in the world.
Which one?
Good Morning America. Because I had to fly to freaking Chicago.
But
I can alcohol miss it.
Hey, my daughter in Chicago, I give Jerry Springer.
Oh, is it?
Mm. So if you want to go to Good Morning America, would you need to book before you go, or can you just rock
out? Good Morning America?
Yeah. Or so, did you ask Liesl?
No, you have to motivate why you need to be an audience member.
Oh.
How amazing. So, uh-huh. I motivated. I gave some highlights of the past that I've watched on YouTube of the show. And I said, I'm here on limited time. I'm in New York for 3 days only. Mm. I have to be on your show. And then I emailed them and they emailed me back. And but hulle te lank gevat, man.
Om vir jou te sê.
Hulle, they mailed like at 9 p.m. the evening for me
that's
to
the
say...
problem.
7 p.m. the next morning, you have to be at the the studios.
En by nie miskien die Daily Show gaan kyk het.
We walked past the Daily Show and Trevor was on leave, so there was another person and the queues were people were queuing for days. It was amazing to see like all these not just the Daily Show but like the late show whatever.
Yes.
Like hier word dit geskied en aan die ander kant van Times Square word daai show geskied. It
amazing.
Was like absolutely. There's one show that is still being shot in Chicago, Casper.
Jerry Springer.
Was it Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Maar ja, ek was hier daarin.
The murder capital of
that's
America.
Good.
What? Chicago?
Chicago, ja.
Is it?
Dis wat Trump se hele campaign ding oor was.
So, I used to have a personal assistant called Nantes. He worked for me for very long.
Ek ken van Nantes.
Ja, jy ken van Nantes. Yeah. He sent me this now. I don't know why. It's Afrikaans words. And our special guests today are very much into creative neologisms, nice Afrikaans, modern words. I don't know if this is a joke word.
That's the first time I heard that word, neologism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Afrikaans neologisme word.
Wow.
My God, was leer.
So he
never
says,
too late.
Referring to the female's asshole. When used for sex, Afrikaans slang, then it is a poof pada.
Sure.
A hol yol or of a stront kont. So there you go.
Wow.
So if you haven't known this before, now you do. Thanks, Nantes, for that little contribution.
I did not.
Which we
know
will
that.
All remember for the rest
I
of our
I was just
lives.
Sitting thinking, fucking, don't stick in my head. That's what I was thinking. I was just like, these
don't
are
stick
three,
in your
yeah,
head.
Yeah, these are three words that I thought you can go.
Yeah.
But
well, there you go.
There you go.
If you like neologisms, then I think put stront kont in your Bible today and
I
have it tomorrow.
I
hier vandaan is dit word borskraai.
I Oh my God, my whole mouth is like yeah.
So
I want to
Christian is our wit broodjie.
Yes.
I like Christian.
We saw.
But you haven't met him yet.
Suddenly.
But Shemaine likes him. Gavin likes him. I think because they should. Because they see I want them to like them.
he's a sweet kid though.
Yeah.
Is a young?
Yeah. It's like 22.
My witty?
Maybe 24.
It's the young generation that we need to pull in, people.
Because they like the whipkopper, hey? I mean, people our age, you and me, Cassie, we've gone. We like, it's set in stone.
Really?
No, I mean, we're not like that because we of our personality types or our temperaments.
Our age.
But our age kind
age
of people.
Group, you're right.
You know,
the
like.
The 50-something.
The 50-somethings, they like, you go like, what the fuck? You know, so.
What is jy, Rian, Riri?
That's 34.
Oh.
Hy's 'n papa.
Wanneer is jou verjaarsdag?
In November.
Nou November.
No.
So jy word nou 35. No, sweetheart.
I used to be the youngest man. I guess not anymore.
Are we coming to a party though?
Yes.
Yeah, we must have a party, Rian. But Rian, I'm perplexed and I'm a bit confused. And that is, what now? What are we going to do with the dancing now? Because dancing is an integral part of the show.
Yes. Well, every week there seems to be more and more styles coming up. And the more that we're doing, the more dancers are approaching me, like today, we have a Pansula group, which we have not had.
Wow. Nice.
Pansula?
Nice. What did you vandaag op
What is Pansula?
It's a dance. It's a kind of dance that's from the townships. Mm. You know, but that dance is like from the 80s, you know? And is it
still in?
Apparently, he's saying that it is so hot, but it's so difficult. I mean, and then, you know, and then there's a certain pants, a certain kind of pants that you also, I don't know if it's still like that they used to wear. Also, the way where it had to sit, you know.
Is it like hammer time?
Nee. Hammer's broeken was different. Hammer is like totally.
Hammer
like
so this genie. Circus
tank. But circus tank broek. I don't know what Rian's got, so I'm not going to talk any further. You can tell whatever.
So you found us on my Pansula group.
Yes. And awesome. I actually went on to see a couple of their photos. They're doing corporates for big companies, so they're actually doing very well. The style is still growing, but even though it's from the 80s.
It's beautiful.
And it's evolving.
Gavin van Watzel naam?
That is the Urban Movers.
So, okay. So that's
so they're going to dance for us as well today.
I've got it.
Are they going to dance on that thing?
I've got it.
No, they're going to dance on their own Mapansula kak.
I've got it. What? Pansula is a tradition and is a highly energetic dance form that originated in the black townships during apartheid South Africa.
Boo, PVA, Boeta.
Especially during the, what's that, where you all had to go home by a certain time. What
the
was that?
The pass laws.
No, not the pass laws. There was like a
the clock
state
rules.
Of emergency. Oh. They called it a state of emergency. Oh, yeah. We were so screwed during that state of emergency.
Yes. And the newspapers came out in Braille, the state of emergency. I couldn't read anything. It was a very awkward. It was orkies.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So, and did they give you a idea of when they're gonna be here?
Yes, at 11:45.
Ah, bless their Mapansula hearts.
Socks.
Yeah. And so, from now on, will we have more and more dancing again, please?
Yes,
Leon?
We will.
I miss that.
I'm good.
Yeah, I thought you left us.
No, not at all.
No, he did.
He did.
And then I said, Rian, come back. I was crying.
I shame, Rian.
He said, don't see the weather. He looks so special.
And he said, okay, for you, I will make an exception.
Who was your problem, geweest, really? Who's your favorite co-present?
My favorite?
Me.
It's Charmaine. They got a thing
not
going.
Casper. Casper's the host. Who's your favorite co-host?
I think Rian and Charmaine, if they have not yet, they're going to have physical interaction.
Is it?
They're going to have intercourse.
For an hour, remember?
For an hour. It's timed, you know?
I like that idea I heard about your Charmaine. About your idea. Where people can hug, eh?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, a friend of mine and I, we're busy working on an agency where we're getting people to hug. So it's the kind of thing that people go like, you need a hug. But we are so separated from people that we love these days. And sometimes you just need a hug. So it's kind of touch therapy, but you know, and it will take the form of either hugging. Or holding hands or spooning and that kind of thing, you know. So it's a non-sexual thing, but it's that thing where you go like, I need someone to hold me. And this came about, apparently it is already being done, but this came about when I said to my son a few months ago, you know what? Sometimes I just want somebody to just hold me because I'm kind of like the introvert type and I don't go out and I, you know, so, and although I'm not in a relationship and at my age, you don't just want a relationship just because to have one. So, and I thought, well, if I feel like that, how many other people don't?
Exactly.
You know, and it is, touch is healing, and we've seen that. And sometimes you just, you know, with a person's permission, obviously, your person is maybe ill in hospital, but they need human touch for an hour. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So people recuperate after being touched.
Betalen.
yes, you have to pay. It's a service.
Of course you have to pay. It's a service. But Like, for instance, spooning, I love. But then I must sleep on the outside. You must spoon me on the inside because I might get an erection.
So, because it's a non-sexual thing, obviously you understand that touching can lead to erections.
Yes,
that.
As long
that
as they know this.
When two consenting adults come together, obviously, you know, one might go like...
Billy, but Billy has got its own mind.
Yeah, but you know what? It could be a male or a female that gets aroused. But also, being aroused for a male, it doesn't have to be sexual. It's, you know, blood is flowing. It's not like I'm going to bone you. You know, just because I'm having an erection. It's like, you know, like it's like things are...
It's joy.
It's joy. You know, so, but there's obviously...
Limits.
There are limits.
We're going to sign a contract.
Yes, it's a non-sexual, and then you have to make a plan to get, you know, either go the other way, but the erection's got to, in some way, go. And men can do that. But men can do it. They can do it. We've all been in relationships, you know. So you know, a man can go like, "No, we're having a conversation." So,
question:
the ericky is going to subside later.
There we go. Yeah. So it's not like look. Anyone who is a hugger would know that will be a possibility.
It's so nice, and then okay.
Do you want to come and hug for me?
Sure. So,
question.
Stop and stalk me.
Come hug for me, Rian.
Can I have like homosexual hugging?
Yeah.
Okay. That is what I was going to ask. How dare you take my question away? Okay. Okay, I know it's still in its planning stages, but can like a gay person who aspires to get a hug from a straight, like, hunky man?
Yeah.
You know? Will that be allowed?
That will be allowed. Consenting.
I'll say yourself fucking and no, Gavin.
Look. we all different. I mean, if I get a person, say I'm in that position. It depends on the person's headspace. I am not averse to getting a hug from a lesbian friend. So I think I will not. And when I say a hug, I've spooned with my friends already. We go to bed, we sleep, and it's neither here nor there. Do you know what I mean? But it's just like. We've just slept. So in that way, I think if a person has that mental capacity where they go like sexuality is fluid, and because the person's hugging you doesn't mean they want to shag you, you know, then it's not an issue, because what we're focusing on is fulfilling a need, an emotional need. Because you know how many people just by a hug could stop depression or going
for
further.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? So if both parties are like, yeah, I want a straight guy to come and hug me, and the straight guy is, yeah, no problem, I don't mind. You know, because it's not about sex.
Can I tell you something else? My mother, a couple of months before she died, she was asking for hugs all the time.
There you go. Now, that's what we're talking about. Because in that's why I said to you earlier, when someone is ill, just because I also realized when my dad, before he died last year, I couldn't be there sometimes. But there were times when I went like, if I could be there, you know, I'd want to touch him. I'd want to hold him. I'd want to, you know.
Yeah.
And the times that I was there, you know, I could. So you know, you rub their feet. You hold their hands. They just need to see that there is someone, because it's a really lonely time, and it's really scary.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and these are all the things that this will incorporate, where you go like to somebody, because these are all the things that's in the plan. You go, and it's you know, you, and obviously, you know, going with an ill person is probably for the person giving the hugs also more traumatic. So this is not for just anyone. This is for someone who has the emotional capability to,
of course,
you know,
yeah,
to be available
and avoid and a need from the other side to get that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of my biggest things that I can kick myself is that I, when my mother used to ask me that, I sort of did it half-heartedly. And I'm so sad now that I didn't just say, because I understand it now. Now I want to be fucking hugged.
Sweet.
Can I just say, 2 days ago, CNN reported that die ene, die grootste manier, dis 'n studie wat gedoen is by die Carnegie Mellon University. Die grootste Carnegie Mellon University.
Okay.
Hulle departement van
Carnegie man for fuck's sake.
Is it? Oh my god, I could never look.
Carnegie sounds like a fruit.
Anyway, hulle departement van psychology sê hugs. As jy soos in uitgestres is en jy voel, okay, jy is nou down in the dumps, hug it out. Want dis die beste manier. Exactly.
And that's,
backing
that's,
what you are saying.
But that is exactly what you know, that was my motivation. And I feel quite strongly about it. And we even talked about some people might be smelly. So
and body odor.
And body odor. Shemaine? But
check those
but
cock before the time.
No, but wait. You know that when you're, all the things that you go through, you emit smells. Also your diet, you emit smells. So and sometimes when you're in a really bad space, you can be clean. Your body, you could have washed your whole body, but you still emit a smell.
Yeah, it's
and
an odor.
Some of that it's like a and some of that it's like stress smells or whatever. And
odorling.
And some of that is like
stress
age.
Smells.
Or older people also. That's what I'm saying, stress smells, older people. So you must be able to know that this is a body that you are, you know, getting
attached to. Kasper, het jy ouder gehad nou nie?
Ek het nie ouder nie.
Exactly.
Ouderling, uit die ouderling.
Ek het nie ouder gehad nie. Kasper het ook nie ouder gehad nie.
Ek het nie ouder gehad nie. Maar ek dink dit is 'n fantastiese idee.
Dankie.
Ek dink ons gaan advertensies hier so maak.
Yes.
Dankie.
Ja, ons moet, né?
Dankie.
I'll help you with PR.
Oh, dankie.
I'll be a hugger.
But before that,
ek gaan baie geld maak. Dit hoor light.
You know what? That except for humans, we want to give attention to fellow humans who are lonely. But then we get attention always from our best friends, not the fucking cats. No, the dogs.
Oh. Oh.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Bravecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Bravecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or bravecto.co.za to find out more.
So I discovered Bravecto about 2.5-3 years ago. It changed my life. It changed my dog's life. It is a fantastic new product. Dis nie meer net van sprinkel 'n bietjie poeiertjie nie. This thing, you give it to your dog, it's yummies, it's liver tasting, they love it, they eat it, it goes into the blood, and if a tick but dares to start sucking on your beloved dog, that tick is going to fall off and crawl home, and he will get a speeding ticket and end up in jail with a tick police because he will be half drunk with the Bravecto shit. But he will never, ever find a tick or a flea on your dog with Bravecto. That I promise you. And you know what? They can swim. They can. You can bath them. They walk through grassies, kooi dung, everything. The sticks don't jump up because it's Bravecto. And Bravecto has been tested and tested and tested. And you know, like any product, once or twice you get an exception on a thing where people say, ek kan mos nou nie sindels drink nie, want dan val my sproete af. Well, those are exceptions. 0.00% of dogs had an adverse reaction to Bravecto, and we don't even know whether that was because they ate something wrong. I can stand by Bravecto. I will stand in front of that's Japanese for I will stand in front of a firing squad and be fired, well, hopefully with flowers, but I stand by my brevetto. And our good friend Rion, you had to go to a funeral last week.
No, I didn't go to a funeral.
Oh, you thought you were going to go to
a
funeral?
Yes, we thought it was going to be.
Didn't the woman die?
No, she's borderline.
Okay, well, if they call again, just don't go.
Yeah.
Okay. Shame, because Rian was so torn. Must I come to the show? Is my Oma gonna die? And then Oma didn't die. So Oma, that was your last boss.
Kasper sê nie meer.
So now Rian.
Yes.
You got a story that we are asking you to tell, that's like a brevetto good story.
Yes.
About an animal.
Yes, I've got two good stories about animals. Oh. Something we all love.
Okay, tell.
All right, great. So, we all know I have...
What's here, Rian?
And so, we all know that I have a bit of a problem when it comes to animals, right?
Oh no, I'm going to interrupt this story. I wanted to know, what should you buy for the ticks and the fleas? Which one would you suggest?
Brevetto.
Ja, maar wat die ene, hulle het 'n hele paar goedes daar so. Vir groot honde, klein honde, medium size honde.
Exactly. So, nou, as jy met 'n chihuahua hondjie is, gaan jy mos nou nie die bison fucking gewone
Okay, that was a cut question, okay? All I wanted to know was, which one should I get for my little Jack Russells?
Small or medium?
And it's just for ticks and fleas.
Yes, and...
And it lasts for how long?
12
months?
12 weeks.
12 weeks.
Haven't you listened to the show before?
Alcadrima. Excuse me, Anchanan. You were saying...
Even if that little mother puppy is pregnant...
Mother puppy.
Oh.
It's fine.
That's sweet.
And I lactate a lot, especially when I see chocolate. And then you can also have it.
Okay. So that een pilletjie in a pak...
As een pil, dan gaan koop jy hom later weer. And you scratch, not yourself or your dog, but you scratch a card when you buy it and you could win something, man. And don't we like to win? I'm in the spa constantly trying to get one of those common knives.
Oh, I don't know what they look like.
Oh my God, it's horrible knives, but I want them. But Rian, tell us the brevetto story.
Okay, so, you all know, my close friends, that I have a serious problem when it comes to animals. In terms of, if I see something at a pet shop, I'm gonna buy it.
Okay.
So,
What?
Yes, I know.
I didn't know that either.
You can't do that.
I know. I have the big yard, so it's possible.
Ek het al foto's gesien.
Ja.
Alles.
Verkleer mannetjies.
Ace Ventura.
Guinea pigs, hasies, enigiets. So I hand-raised 6 ducks since they were little ducklings. And I even bought them their own little rubber ducky for the bath. So it was very cute to put these 6 little ducks in the bath and watch them swim around and stuff. Only problem is they got bigger.
Uh-huh.
And as they got bigger, they kind of didn't understand
the boundaries
between my house and outside. So I'll be watching
television.
Where
you television. Think I'm doing some peeking ducking?
No, shame! So while I'm watching television, I hear passing me behind all 6 in a row on the way to the bath.
Oh, shame.
So they still go stand in front of the bath.
Oh.
And then I'm like, okay, this is not the last keer, really.
Oh my word, that's a sweet story.
Nou die body corporate vir my 'n brief hierdie week gestuur om my te sê ek moet van al my diere ontslaa raak.
Nee. What? So, what was that in the contract that you signed that you can't have animals?
Daar is die terms and conditions toe wys hulle vir my. So ek is nou 'n bietjie half weet nie wat om te doen.
You're screwed, mate.
Ja. Yeah. Of ek gaan hom met secretly hulle hou.
Wow.
Who's got a farm? Someone must have a farm somewhere.
Maar ek bedoel, hulle het vir my gesê, hoorie, ek het hulle gesê die duiwe plan nie, man.
A duck walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?
It's a duck song.
The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade.
I don't know who did that. Go on, Rian.
Basically that's my ducks. But then I have another story, guys, about Diesel the dog. Diesel the dog was one of the French police dogs. 7-year-old Alsatian. So she was treated like a
princess.
Human. Yeah, like it's like an absolute human.
So French, as in French.
The French police, yes. So
French or fringe?
French. Okay. Bonsoir.
Okay.
So she's now a hero in Paris, in France.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because she sacrificed her life to protect a SWAT team. Remember when the Paris attacks happened and those terrorists isolated themselves in an apartment? Diesel went in and she protected the whole squad she had been fired upon. And she still, she had a couple of bullet holes, but she still ran up to the suicide bomber, a female, and she attacked her, and then the vest went off. And that dog saved about 10 to 15 policemen for her sacrifice. So after that, they were so grateful that they had a little statue, and they gave her
a little statue,
like a statue for
like how big, like
I think
a
dog normal
size.
Yes.
Okay.
And she almost had like a state funeral kind of thing.
Wow.
Where they actually like did a whole beautiful day for her.
What kind of a dog was it?
Alsatian.
Did she die?
Yes.
Alsatian. Did she die?
Yes.
She did. Not English.
Yes.
But did she die?
Carnegie word.
Oh, no. Oh, that is because the bullet thing came off.
Well, as when she attacked the suicide bomber, the vest went off inside the apartment.
Sounds like a Jim Clancy kind of story. That or the Tom Clancy kind of story.
Yeah.
So anyway,
when you say the vest went off, can I just square Alicia question here? What do you mean? Did she wear a vest or did the bomber wear a vest?
The suicide bomber's vest, full of explosives.
She was a woman. Yes. The bomber was a woman.
The bomber was also a woman, yes.
Okay, but this is for Diesel then.
Shh. It's for Diesel.
No.
Casper.
No, I want to.
Casper.
They said sad trumpet. If that is a sad trumpet.
Shame.
Yeah. Where is, I want a nice emotional thing. For Diesel. Why is it so difficult?
It was a female dog, 7 years old.
Wow.
Why would they call her such a butch name, though?
Hey, the French call anything.
But Diesel is a nice, like a is it near label, isn't
it? It is also a label, yeah.
Also, it's a strong police dog name, I suppose. They just wanted to give them a tough name. Uh-huh. Like, you don't want to be like Cookie Fetch.
Yeah, he's that woman. He's that woman. And then Diesel ran up to her.
Nan Diesel. did we say Nan Diesel? So, on the topic of...
Okay, but that's enough now.
So wait now. So, on the topic of a statue, you're talking about the statue, because the reason why I asked what the size was, you know, was when you go to Belgium, and one of the things you go and want to see is the mannequin piss. And, I mean, I saw...
Monica piss. Wow. Monica piss, not that mannequin piss.
Exactly, Engels, as you said, the mannequin piss.
I'm just saying, so, Monica piss.
Okay, so, os do not know the Monica piss.
Is it Monica Kaini?
This is not Monica Kaini. That's Monica, klein sinkie wat gepiss het.
But you know, when I got there and I saw this thing, because on, you know, when you see it, it's they take this picture and it's full. That was so small. I was like, I was with my friend Rachel. I was like, what the fuck? You know, what a disappointment. And I thought like I was odd. And then she also said, no, it was also very odd for me. She was British and I was South African, obviously. And we were in Belgium together. So, yeah, so that's why I was thinking it would be nice if it's like a good size, you know, representation
of
the dog. Because that was not even the size of an infant. Okay, maybe the size of an infant.
So what is, in conclusion, what is your conclusion to the body corporate?
Yeah.
To be honest, it happened this week, so I'm still dealing with a bit of rage. But I'm going to have to somehow either they said I can apply to keep my pigeons at least, but all the other animals have to go. So I said, okay, fine. I'll let the animals go, but then I can make a dacha farm at the back of my house.
Yes.
So pick which one you can. Want.
Wow.
You
can. And I will go for the dacha, please.
Mm-hmm. I'll go if for the... For the muffins, yes.
We'll sauce. I can't do dacha. I get totally paranoid.
But you
everything
can bake.
Fucking speaks to
do
me.
Oily.
So I'll, yeah, that's what I was going. Yeah. I will help you with the oil thing. Yes.
So you know? In total, do you know that Minister Nena just said, "I'm sorry that I met the Guptas"? Isn't that wonderful? It just came in now.
Wow.
But we are now finished with dogs and everything. Want weet julle wat? Die tyd is nou.
The time is nigh.
And this is the Himmelbeesem song.
Yay!
And if you think that's all Himmelbeesem we have, you are so sorely mistaken. Because we got more. Oh. So Gavin, I went to Magaliesberg just after I moved from Mulder's Draft.
Yes.
And then as I moved to the other place, which is more like the cradle of
humankind.
Humankind.
Yeah, yeah. I got invited to a friend of ours, who's got a nice little, like a guest lodge thing there in Magaliesberg.
Mm.
And they said, come just on spun. You and your dog, Kent.
Oh, you're because telling him. Being,
yeah. And so we went.
Oh.
And what happened was that the people who had the lodge had three chows that, and they attacked Kent.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones with the black tooth, yeah, with the black tongue.
Yeah. But the day before, I ricked myself up and I walked away. There was this beautiful lady called Claudia who approached me at a show, another show, not my show, not Himmelbeesem show, but another show of another man whose name we will not mention because it was Chris Chameleon. And she said, can I ask you, can I please set up a meeting with you and Himmelbeesem? I said, yeah, I met him once at the airport in Syria, but I don't know exactly.
At Glenceria.
Can't remember what he looks like. I just remember he said, I'm the Himmelbeesem. And so we made an appointment. And that appointment was there at the Magaliesbergs. They had to drive all the way there. But they also stayed quite close to Magaliesberg. It wasn't bad. So we had this wonderful meal and chat. And it was a huge surprise for Simon. Himmelbeesem says name. Himmelbeesem says name is Simon. What's his name?
No, Rian.
And so we had a wonderful lunch there and we talked and then we decided that today they will come to my show.
Oh, wow.
And that is why I have this Ella Longer intro. But first we have the dancing. Yay. I'm in the mood for dancing. So, Rian, what's going to happen now? What must I do? Who's going to take a picture? Why is no one telling me these things?
I try to get your attention.
So, I've got an old lady phone, so the pictures of my phone won't be great. Gavin's got the most amazing phone.
Okay.
Rian, are you going to be busy? Because I can do the recording, but I need someone's phone.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you can use my phone.
So you're going to be watching, or you're also dancing?
But my phone goes directly onto the
Facebook page.
Okay, that was an offer.
So,
okay.
So camera woman,
Shemaine is not camera woman because it's not necessary anymore.
Or, can someone just tell me three things?
Do you need me to do this?
Is Claudia here?
Yes.
Is Simon here?
Yes.
Have we got the dancers?
Yes.
So, Rian, are you going to go outside and tell me when to play the dance,
I will do that.
Then we go live on Facebook, okay, and hope for the breast.
Am I using your phone to record this? Otherwise, I'll just stand here and skit my biscuit.
I think I will my steer now.
Yeah, if some people just open their ears.
He's gekruist te lei, dames en heren.
I am so glad that I'm not super sensitive.
I'm so glad too.
Because this show is not for sissies.
No, this
it's
not.
It's not. No, it's a tough show.
Ag, maar weet jy wat's oulik? Elke keer as ons hier aankom, gee ons almal mekaar seker groot bear hugs drukkies.
Ja. Hey? And that's the end of that. Can someone under the sky of our big Lord tell me where the fuck
www.facebook.com.
Where's the live thing I must press? I haven't done
go
this.
Go to the page. The Casper Radio Show. Nick Casper de Vries.
Yeah, I'm at Casper de Vries now.
Yeah. As it's by Casper de Vries.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Do I go photo?
Sy kyk no, cutest daai oukies. O, jare, kyk hulle is besig om op te warm. Ja,
Casper, hoekom doen ons nie wat ons laaste doen het nie? Ons rekord hom op jou foon en dan post ons hom nou.
Okay, wag dan.
I love how we make the technical planning part of the show.
I love how uninvolved I am in it.
So uninvolved. Okay, there's the video.
Okay,
come on. No, I'm watching the dancers and that's getting me my juices flowing.
Wait. What must I play now? What does that play for them?
Pansula.
Pansula. Okay.
Is that it?
Oh, I just got okay, it, but so. It's not necessary anymore. Go live, but not necessary anymore.
Okay, next time.
Volgende keer. Don't use my phone.
Awesome.
Okay, so what's happening
I'm excited.
Can we have Yemel and Claudia in so long?
Absolutely, I'm
Yemel,
thinking.
Yemel, Claudia, come in.
Langman and Claudia.
Come in so long.
Mm.
Coming so long.
Okay, I'll open for you guys.
Okay.
The dancers are almost ready.
Dames en here, dit is die Casper Radio Show waar enige ding enige tyd kan gebeur. En op die oomblik staan ons daar by 'n klomp warmer dansers wat tril soos reusiesperde gereed om 'n lekker dansnommertjie te doen. Terwyl ons spesiale gaste van die dag is Hemel Besem en sy vrou Helskottel, hulle is besig om in te stap. O, God, daar's die babetjie ook. Oh, wat oh. Engel. Maar dan is Engel, moet nie sê Angel nie. Engel. Engel, ja. Want ek het nie gesê Angel nie. Fuck, Engel.
Hulle is op sensitiviteit.
Pad, hulle is op pad in. So sodra hulle in is... hallo julle, julle kom al ver af, hallo sê, hallo, julle sit so lang, draai julle stoele daar na die glas toe, en ek gaan met hierdie musiekie begin.
3, 2, 1...
Well, later, ladies and gentlemen, we will have this on the Facebook page where you can see them in all their glory. But for now, let us welcome our extra special guests, Claudia and Simon.
Woohoo!
Whoop, whoop.
Hello, hello, hello.
Salapanzi, Sisi. Why are you standing?
In Engel.
Because
I want to thank you. Hulle is nie klaar nie. Hulle is nie klaar nie. So, just don't give away little surprises.
Hulle sê sy producers hulle nie kaap, sy sê te valet.
Ek is jou te malheid te valet.
So, jy gaan my wees as hulle reg is weer, ne? Want hulle my eerst ontspan. Dit was baie, baie nice. Hemel Besem, baie welkom by die show.
Nou weer.
Waar? En Claudia.
Hi daar, hoe gaan dit vandag?
Baie, baie goed. En ons het vir Engel. Fotokies moet geneem word?
Ja.
Kevin?
Hoe oud is Engel?
Sy is 9
maande. Ag Here, maar sy is so stil, sy is so rustig. Ja, sy kom sommer so na enigiene toe en sy is like, yes, I'm in.
Ons moet check hoe die tyd verloop.
Ja.
Ja, ons kyk maar. Maar jy weet, dit is goeie radio as 'n kind stuit.
Soek oor.
people like that. Ek moet eers iets bieg. Ons het mekaar laas gesien op Magaliesburg. Toe daarna is ek in 'n toestand huis toe, want my hond is weer aangeval, arme ou Kent.
Ach,
wat hier by julle is.
En Kent sit hier so in
ja. Oh, want ek kon sê onthou hulle. En toe het ek, gaan ek terug na die plek toe waar ek nou ingetrek het. Daar moet ons nog grauw vir water en nee, daar is nog glad nie enigszins technologische vooruitgang nie. So jy het vir my hierdie fantastische technologische wonder chipkaart ding gegee wat jou CD is. En jy het vir my hierdie ding gegee wat
a CD is.
Ja, ja, ja. My CD player is gesteel, so dis waarom ek getrek het.
Okay.
Ek het nie wifi nie, ek het nie 'n computer nie, so ek het gekyk na die twee goedjies. Tot vandag toe. So jylle sal my moet help en vir my vertel, first of all, jou ma, is dit jou naam?
Jou ma, ja.
Ek ben nou net neerlik gepraat, oor jou ma. So, maar dit was 'n serie wat jy uitgegee toe jy preggers was.
Yes, ja, so ek het besluit, dit was my belangrik gewees om my story te deel, omdat daar was so baie dinge wat gebeur en dit was absoluut chaos en ek het gevoel, Ek weet nie wat aangaan nie, hoekom weet ek nie wat aangaan nie? Ek was dus in hoeveel swanger vrouwmense, hoekom praat hulle nie oor die goed nie? Is hulle skaam of wat gaan aan?
Is dit praat jy oor jou swangerskap, wat gebeur het?
Ja, goed, swangerskap, okay. Nee. Jy sê, ek dink ek gaan dood, ek het al my haare afgesny, toe sê ek, ek kan nie morgenoggend wakker skrik en 'n lijk wees in die bed, met dooie punte ook daarbij. Ah! So, ja, dit was nogal rof. In elk geval, so ek het die album, ek het geskryf en opgeneem en ja, dit was vrygestel op Moedertaaldag, 21 februari. En die album is ook getiteld Moedertaal. Dit handel maar oor my liefde vir my vir Afrikaans en dan ook reis tot Mawe. So, ja, ek het ja, deurgedraf.
ek vind dit interessant dat jy gaan, dit gaan oor my liefde vir my, vir Afrikaans. So, is daar twee spalk in jou kop wanneer dit kom, wanneer jy dit moet sê, like,
Nee, ek wou net weer moedertaal gebruik het nie.
Okay.
Talk redundant.
Ek vra maar net because it's a thing, you know, like people will go like ek praat Afrikaans, maar ja, jy weet, dit is 'n soort van as ek sê met taal dan word sommige mense dink jy hak nou weer iets daaraan. So,
ja,
is like so ek vra maar net.
Yesie, nee, ek hoor jy. Kyk, ek was al aangeval deur mense by shows, voor shows en dan vra hulle vir my hoekom dit. Sê ek maar, dit is nie noodwendig die swaar lelike ding nie. You know, dit is my erfenis is wie ek is.
Sy lyk goed in kaki, though.
Ek moet trots daar wees, verstaan.
Ja, maar dit is a journey, nie? It's nogal, ek weet nie vir julle nie, vir my was dit 'n pad om te kan sê, ja. Jy weet, en ek sukkel nog steeds om te sê, dis my taal, sommer net so. Maar is soort van jou heritage, man. Dis waar jy vandaan kom. En is a cool ding, because dan, as jy sê, dit is nou hoe dit is, dan gee jy toch eer aan jou. En waar jy van jou herkomst.
Jemal Besem en of Simon en Claudia is baie groot kampvechters vir Afrikaans.
Hulle
is baie trots op Afrikaans. Op algemene Afrikaans. Ek praat nie van universiteit Afrikaans. Nee, ek praat van die communicatietaal Afrikaans. Yes.
Ja, want wat ek soms uit julle, as ek, wat ek nou gehoor het, is julle se taal. Fucking amazing. It's like, dan gaan jylle so Noordkap na Makwalandse kant toe, dis het soort van een wals, dan denk jy, en dan kom jylle maar net weer terug, en dan is het soort van Afrikaaps, kind of a, you know, vibe. And it's beautiful, because it's like, you can't pinpoint, jy kan nie peg nie, so, jy moet soort van vrouw af, en dan is jy, so, like, I had to go and look, you know, as ek nou, toe ek nog geluister het, moes ek gaan, kyk, waar vandaan, waar kom die manier van praat vandaan, which is beautiful, which is really, it incorporates you know, allemaal so, want baie mense dink, ag, is net die Kaapse manier van taal van die taal praat. En dis nie so nie, so...
Yeah, no, language, you know, as long as it's inclusive for me, but language is heritage. And ek het maar net besef dat as 'n mensie sê jy's trots in spesifiek in jou taal, dan word confidence weggevat van dit af, jy weet. So there's a lot of humor, there's a lot of hurt and sulke goed wat daar buite is. And people don't share it when they're fully confident om it te share nie, want a lot of platforms, media platforms, they don't allow other than jou Pretoria
algemene
Afrikaans.
Beskaafde Afrikaans.
Ja, of jou Kaapse. Hey, Jerusalem kan wees dat ek and that's the only two things. Maar daar is mense in Kimberley, daar mense in Namakwaland, dat hulle trek.
Waar jy toch net so kan praat en net kan wees, en, so jy vir jy wees.
Ja, en dan obviously woestig. Woestig is net so belangrijk, verstaan? Ek sê altijd, hoekom is daar nooit nieuwslesers wat... Breinie, jy weet, as we daar veel brande op die berg of sam, is het net, ons wil nie, mooi weer en warm, ons moet sikker goed, you know, it's important, you know, we need eye contact.
Nat na Josma, is toch maar, in a wet dream, so skrik wakker, want jy moet opstaan, staan.
Dit was jou ma.
Oh, wow, ek loved it.
Jou ma.
So that was you. So can I just say that you look very, you look so like
proper,
ordentic, and I would never say that was you. So when you go like into performance mode, is it something that changes like in terms of your attire, or is this it? Like what you see is what you get.
Ek trek my aan soos wat ek voel. So sometimes sal ek nou mooi aangetrek wees met dakskoene en whatever. En as ek voel ek wil wild wees op die stage, is cool as it a contradiction as you know. Want ek is ook 'n vrou. Ek hoef nie net wendig hier met hip-hop baggy jeans of whatever rond te loop nie. Maar ja.
Hoe lyk jy as jy wild is? As jy daai wille like karakter het, dan hoe lyk jy?
Hoe lyk ek? Wel, daar seker maar frons op my gesig en hande wat so vorentoe en agtertoe vinnig beweeg op die verhoog en ja. Dis maar ja.
So, daar's baie mense, vrouens, volgens my, ek is obviously oud, wat rap nie. In Suid-Afrika, is daar iemand wat jy soort van na opgekyk het in Suid-Afrika of het jy jou mense van buite af gekry?
Nee, het was in Suid-Afrika in termen van vrou nie. Lauren Hill was maar altijd my inspiratie geweest oor haar diepte en sy maak ongelooflike muziek wat diep in my siel krap. So sy was my inspiratie. Later het ek kom leer van Godessa.
Mm-hmm.
En dit was my amazing, want hulle het ook soveel dere opgetrap vir vrou mense. Huidiglik is daar baie, of daar is heel wat vroulike ruimkretsers op grondvlak. En dit is my baie inspirerend, want you know, jy moet nie terugstaan omdat jy 'n vrou is. Net omdat dit 'n male-dominated industry is nie. So ja, nee, daar is nogal heel wat ingang.
Maar hoor jy die mooi, alles sy ruim klets.
I know, I'm still stuck.
But ek het 'n probleem met partykeer van die woorde, want dit is uitgedink. Maar ruim klets het helemaal besig, samen vir my verduidelik. Hoekom?
Kyk, die actual woord in Afrikaans is klets ruim. That's the proper word.
Ja.
Maar ons sê ruimklets, want ons moet rebelleer.
Ja.
Ja. En,
I'll come with you on that one.
Ja, jy moet eers kan ruim voor jy kan klets.
Kan klets.
The gift must be there first, ja.
Yeah. I like that. Ryman. Ryman.
Wow. Ek sit daar op 'n lekker stoel en ek kry hierdie ongelooflike...
gevoel.
Nee. Ek kan hy nie gevoel sê. Want ek kan nog nie ruim nie.
But you know I don't hear everything. And I mean, it's been... Yeah. It has to do with, you know, the fact that I'm not locked into the culture.
Yeah.
So... And my age, obviously. So, and that, this goes with the English hip hop as well. I mean, there are some things. Yeah. I have to go and read it first before I can, you know, like slot into.
Yeah, but it's not intended that everybody should understand it at the first go. You understand? Yeah, but sometimes it's rhythmically important and it's part of the music. It's part of the instrument rather than the just a specific the content. You know.
Mm.
So ons mindy. So lang mense net sê okay. Ek gee ook 'n gap vir dit ten minste ook, want ek luister tog al die ander goed. So gee net 'n gap vir dit ook, vir Afrikaans hiphop ook. Is dat wat is vir dit?
Wie van julle het julle kamera by die rand nou om 'n video te neem?
We have, ja.
Is julle reg? Want julle gaan nou 'n video moet neem, asseblief.
Okay, okay.
Miskien moet gaan saam met Rian. Rihanna is hulle reg. Okay, want ons het 'n spesiale verrassing vir julle, 'n huldeblyk deur ons Mapantulas wat nou eers gegaan het vir oxygen en 'n kots. Hartgebrek. En nou gaan hulle op 'n hemelbesem vir ons dans.
O, okay. Yeah. Okay, okay.
So where's the phone?
Is dit?
Okay.
Cool, cool.
Gaan jy sommer die video?
Ja,
die video moet op my neem en dan kan ek hom so aanstuur.
Natuurlik. Rian, jy is so slim. And I don't know where the salutes come from, but I love it. I salute vandag.
Vandag.
Wie salueer die?
Rian. Ja. I salueer die. So, I said this before, but I hope
show
you
me
guys
ready,
don't
eh?
Take offense, but you could be related.
Oei, nee, het glad jy offense.
Listen.
En ek dink ek wil na die hele dag vir hom sê, dink ek, oei, Janne,
op een punt van orde, as you came in, I was looking through the studio when X is on, huh? Alex is ekker?
Hulle is gereed. Is julle gereed? Kom ons yes, kyk mense. Dis nou nou op video op die Facebook page.
Ek moet van jou party, jy weet, en is anders in die baas pas gedoe.
Hoesala, hoesala man en hoeble, hoesala, hoesala man en troete, hoesala, hoesala man salute, hoesala, hoevraag en een hoesle, hoesala, hoesala man en hoeble, hoesala, hoesala man en troete, hoesala, hoesala man salute, hoesala, hoevraag.
Daar was dit. Ok, so Rian, wie was hier die groep gewees? Sê wie hulle naam? The Urban
Dance Movers.
Thank you Urban Dance Movers for this. We appreciate it. And we're gonna put it on the Facebook. Hierdie Urban Dance Movers, waar dans hulle dan nou?
Hulle doen baie corporates oor en weer in Johannesburg op die stadium, so hulle doen nogal baie goed.
So as 'n corporate, wat is 'n corporate? Is as mense gaan na Shell se Christmas function as hulle daar.
Daar sê, of enige launch van 'n kar of enigiets soos dit.
Hoe gaan dit met jou?
Hallo Engel, Engel gesels een bietjie met ons.
Hoe gaan dit met jou corporate goeders?
Gaan so ver baie goed, dank.
Is dit?
Ja, die baanjaar volgende week.
Jy?
Ja, so dinge beweeg nou bietjie vinniger. Hoorie, ek moet net eers sê, ek love die song.
Dankie.
It's amazing. Yeah. Ek luister al die heel week na hom.
Is dit?
Awesome.
Dankie. Dis 'n ou song, jong.
Dis great.
Ja, nee, dankie. Oh,
sy wil vir ons ietsie sê.
So, kan ek vra wat beteken nie?
Ach nee man, ek het die Hoesala was a challenge aan Afrikaans om somme woorde te skip om te sê dat Afrikaans is nog nie klaar gegroei nie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Hoesala, you know, we just use that as a musical term, maar in Afrikaans is dus hoe sal 'n mens dan nou daarbo uitkom en hoe sal ek dan nou daar?
Mm-hmm.
Maar eindelijk, is, om het musically te maak, het ons die songs in naam ook sommer gesê, Hoesala. Net mm-hmm. om te sê, kyk, haar brand het nou, en haar gaan ons, en nou beteken het iets.
Oké, okay, nee, het maak lekker sin.
Vir die eerste twee daad ek gehoorzala.
Die ding is, wat julle doen, wat ek so mal is die feit dat jy haal die mure af van die taal, en Hoesala, dan word het Hoesala. Jy gaan nie nou sê, maar dit is nie heeltemal taalkundig reg. Nee, it is. It's wonderful. It's communication.
And that's how it grows. You know, that's how language grows. That's how anything grows when you're confronted with changing it.
Yeah.
So unless you know, you've got this thing where, like, there's this whole thing of your question is your answer. I don't know if I'm making any sense.
There's the deep
Mak, is dit te diep? As jy vra, vra, kry jy jou antwoorde, so die type van ding.
Maar jy was 'n pastoor gewees.
Ek was 10 jaar, 10 years I've been a pastor.
So how was, en ek gaan nou weer hier op looks en op die stage, yes. Like, you know, how, like,
evangeliese pastoor.
Yeah.
Cool. So watse transformation het jy gegaan van, want, dit sal baie cool wees as 'n pastoor so lyk met so baie tattoo merke en daai look wat jy nou het.
Ja, niks het gechange eintlik, you know. It is net my speelveld, as ek dit sou kan noem. It gechange, but nothing changed in that regard. Ek dink ouens vat hierdie goed te serious op en ons isolated deur dit so serious te maak staan, nee. Ek doen nog steeds wat ek doen, I share, you know, toe ek pastor was, het ek die congregation geleer van hoe om een onderhoud te slaag, of hoe om jou onderhoud te betaal, of whatever, you know, of om een computer, you know, system te verstaan. There's basic stuff and there's spiritual stuff, and sometimes you agree on some stuff and sometimes you don't. En het is dieselfde vir my vandag, I just do it musically, ek het aan die dag ook gerap, dit is seker maar een van die redes hoekom ek kyk, maar hy het dit uitgeskop het ook.
Was dit vir jou een groot, hoe kan ek dit sê, nie sê risiko nie, maar daai leap of faith om te gaan van, ek gaan nou begin skryf en rap oor dinge wat ek rarig voel en sien?
Never. Hip-hop started like that. I grew up as a, you know, as a pauper basically. I was geblee in a sunghok in a shack in die Kaap. And the first thing that I heard was, ek het groot geraak met Karika Keesenkampse muziek, Annelie van Rooyen, Gey Korsten, obviously Janita Klaas, en yes. Nou nog vir my sy kind speel, en Raan het op die rechte plek. maar saam met dit, you know, congruent, saam met dit, was ook vir my, you know, Bob Marley, Jimmy Cliff, en so gaan het aan, you know. En as man het, toe ek iets wil sê, iets wil share musically, het ek achtergekom, ek kan nie sing redig, ek het die rhythm soos die maar Pansula danse sê, ek kan een klom goed sê, en as ek het skryf, enigste plek waar ek het kon luister, is hiphop. En in hiphop, that time, it was very politically inclined, it was always real, it was rough, rugged, en hiphop het gestaat in Suid-Afrika ook met die ruggedness, so yeah. POC, allemaal hulle het gepraat oor die issues of the day. And I've learned it like that. So dis die enigste plek wat ek vandag nog steeds kan sê.
Jy kan nou nie net sê POC nie. Baie mense weet nie wat is POC.
Prophets of the City. Prophets of the City, Brasie van die Kaap en so on. But it's so important to say that it started, hip hop in Africa started in an Afrikaanse brain. Daar in die Mitsus plain, ja. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. And I was there.
Yes.
You know, ek kan nou nie help, die mense is nou maar net in my tyd geleef. Maar dit gebeur het.
And we all,
thought, wat the kok is die? You know, but I mean, it was groundbreaking at that time, because yes. Voor die was het soort van Amerikaanse goeders, en hier kom die kinders in een squad en hulle rap, en jy gaan soort van,
jou lirieke, nee, ek was nou hierdie week een liekie kies wat ons kon gebruik, so toe gaan ek nou dier allemaal, en ek is amazed met jou eerlijkheid, en hoe jy dinge sê en stel, dit was vir my nogal, ek het officially a fan geword.
Ja, dankie man, dankie.
iTunes, die kom
ek. Ek het Apple, jy kan daar by Apple iTunes natuurlijk, maar ek het vir jou CD ook gebring. Het is R200 ene, dat jy nou so'n groot fan is. Kasper het nou net, ek grap my nie, maar Kasper het nou net gepraat van hierdie CD. Dit
kijk, net dan.
Is een type van een, jy kan hem in jou wallet sit.
Wat?
Yes, hy is hier in die half. Dit is my nietste album, God Praat Afrikaans.
Wat?
Ja.
Dude, yeah, that is new.
Yeah.
Okay, just amazing. Explain to us, because I mean, I'm the first time, I'm also, you know, I'm all die jylle ding. Wat het jy nou vir Kasper gegee? Dis die size van een kredietkaart.
Dat is een kredietkaart.
Exactly. En daar is so'n ding wat lyk soos een
cellfoonse
memory card.
So gooi nou?
Nee, what happens is basically,
kan hy hom nou hier indruk?
Ja, hy kan hom indruk, hy is mis gewoon indruk, brother, go for it. Nou
word
jou experience word nou getoet.
Stop struggling.
Jy maar bezig, ek nog gauw saam, en ek vir jou sê, ek dog, eers jy maak een statement, want ek sien op die een kant, staan, God praat Afrikaan.
Yes.
En dan en I thought, oh, okay, so this is a statement.
Ja, want ek is baie Nederlands ook, so daar Afrikaan het 'n hele ander
betekenis. Ja, ja, ja.
Ag nee, wat dit is maar net so van die boek afgevat. Dit is eintlik die album wat gebaseer is aan die boek God praat Afrikaans wat ek laas uitgebring het. Ja. Okay.
So jy het nou jou ding hier ingedruk en nou wat nou, Rian?
Nou gaan ek daar sê.
Het jou ding ingedruk
Skyn nou op die computer.
Dis en dit is nou reg SIM-kaart.
As ek God praat ee.
Ja. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. God praat.
Ja. En as op hy's op ding is ee op.
Ja, is in die noot ee.
In die kanaal ee.
Ek ben net bijvoorbeeld dat it's not a religious book, it's not a religious album or whatever. It's maar net, whatever the term or the definition of God is to you, mm-hmm. Die hoogste gesag in my wereld in, ek hou die way hoe ek praat. Nie noodwendig soos professor dit praat in Afrikaans, whatever nie. So as ek sê whatever, tussenin, that's how the highest form of whatever in my by my operate. That's where it's how my operate. Mm. So that's the thing.
So wat moet ek speel?
Ek weet, so kan hy tweede numbers om te speel, hè?
Sê net sy naam vir my.
Goeie tye.
Okay, want jy moet onthou nou, dit is die eerste keer dat ek dit nou kan sien. Wow, na 'n maand. Wow. Dat ek dit sweetagtig kas geklatsch het in my handjies.
Kom ek sê net gauw, Kasper, die ou wat saam met my feature is van Joburg, dis die eerste keer wat ek iemand in Afrikaans hoor sing wat soos Earth, Wind and Fire klink. Ek sê maar net.
Well, Earth, Wind and Fire?
Yes.
We love.
I love die note, die.
Ja.
Gebeer uit.
Hy knyp note.
Ja.
Gebeer uit.
Nog nie.
Hoe gebeer dan iets?
Ja. Kijk eens, so.
Search.
Ons Het dit nie reg ingedruk, die brother, dit moet dieper gaan sien.
So
te lang in die aksie. Nee, hy moet, as hy wees daar, as hy anna.
So feature jou ma daar op?
Nee.
Okay. Nee.
Kus jylle doen mooi saam, nee, jylle maak mooi saam.
Ja. Hier kom hy, goeie tye.
Ja, is lekker.
Wie sy computer is dit?
Gavin.
Gavin, yes, is hy starter.
Sponsorships.
Dit vat een rikkie, maar het kom een wenslie reg.
So, kyk jy, jou ma was bezig om iets te sê?
Dis miskien die volume.
Oeh, daar is die Earth, Wind & Fire ding.
Die volume op die
rekenaar.
Daar is hy.
Yeah.
Rian, vat oor.
Was volume op die rekenaar? Help my graag. Afrikaanse daarom al verbeter, hè, die afgelopen tijd.
Ja,
met rasse skrede.
And isn't it, there was a time nie so lang geleden nie, mense gedink jy kan gaan dood.
No. So sophisticated.
Ja, nee. Ek dink daar's nog baie wat nog moet ge.
Ja, maar dit is op die regte pad, man.
Die antwoord het ons bietjie laat skrik, maar nou het ons weer hoop.
Nou maar nee. Antwoord goed geproduce.
Ja,
dis
goed.
Baie
artsie.
Yes, I must say. I'm not, ek is nie embarrassed met die antwoord.
Nee, gelukkig.
Yeah. But it's their style, they rough and so forth. Yeah. But well produced.
Yes.
Well produced. Maar hierdie is bijvoorbeeld, dis gesofistikeerd.
Ja.
En die series op een kaart.
Dis
is
fucking crazy. I know. I mean, this
are
is gonna
the
bomb.
Picture?
Yes, I think so. This is like unheard of. So this technology, waar komt je dan? China. like seriously.
Er is dat.
Maar wie het dit nou gereel? Jy of jou producers?
Ons doen alles self. Alles independent. It's very niche. I also chose to do my stuff very layered. So my goed is baie layered oor die algemeen.
Love it.
Ek wil graag hier mense moet 80 wees een dag en nog weer terug gaan en sê, joh, there's something else I heard in this, you know.
Ja, dis selfs vir my, dis ek kom by Derek, sy werk so baie, want ek het te luister sy goed baie kere, maar eers na 'n paar keer, na die vyfde wat ook al insteek keer, dan kom ek agter, yes, hier is eindelijk een nice line wat ek gemis het. En ek dog ek was so diep in het.
So how do you go like, baby, go luister gauw hier so? Do you go to her and say, what do you think? To the end of your process now?
Oh, yes. Yes, we are a team. You know, ons is a team wat nogal nie bang is om van mekaar te kritiek nie. And
met liefde?
Ja, met liefde. Yeah. It's very important, you know. But as ook, as a man a verkeerde ding sê, of miskien a woord buiten context gebruik, dan sal sy my sê, nee, dit is hier wat hy woord beteken. Yeah. I remember in the one song, there was, wat ek iets gebruik het oor alkalis, toe gaan ek aan. Toe kom sy terug en sê, maar dit is hier wat hy woord beteken. Nie. En toe moet ek het naslaan. Het sou a dier fout gewees het, vir my, vir my brand, you know.
Jy bedoel, die mens was sonder kleren, was hulle alkalis. alkalis in die huis.
ja, toe gewas het, is het sier.
Hulle moet AA toe gaan, hulle was alkalis.
Ja, yeah, no, we are a team, man. We are a team.
En wie skryf jou goed, Joma?
Ek skryf my eie goed. Okay. Nou, dis die selfde ding vir my met hom. Soos ek sal na hom toe gaan en vir hom vra, wat denk hy? As hy vir my sê, nee, werk en daar weke, daar gaan werk ek aan. Of as hy vir my a tip het of whatever, dan pas ek het toe, want ek weet, hy het jare sy ervaring is yeah. en dit is unbiased. Ek weet, dit kom uit 'n goeie plek. Het al praat hy harder da, of wat ook al. En ek ook self, ons vertrouw mekaar. So, ja,
verskoon my gauw, wie de fok is Hein de Vries?
Hein de Vries is een
familie.
Is eindelijk een acte. Wie wat, kom ek sê vir jou toe, ek eerste keer Casper kom leer ken het, was saam met Hein de Vries in Blackheaton. Is een braaf aan my, ons het saam school gegaan en hy het saam met my actually, ons het altijd explore, die comedy en goed van Casper back in the day. honestly. Maar ek, maar julle is stout familie. Op soek na huistaal is in kobuistaal en
verhoog
en dis wat ons die waait sit op een stoel en raak geklas he's different sizes hy doen nie
einde vries dames en heren
hy doen nie die as hoe stukkie van Schmiegel aan hy doen die impression van het
van die Lord of the
Rings yes As ek as sien is ek onstiaal Ek is lief vir haar Maar hoekom raak my hart sy riem in een oorsbeeld Kan iemand vir ons jaap Die intimiteit is vol geweld Wat in my mond lees steeds Die smaak van ons bediend is een boorsmeeld It takes the precious rights These filthy hobbitses Gives it back Gives it back to us Ek rip in my moeder tong Dit betekent my moeder is stom
Wat so nice is die feit dat daar nie meer grense is nie Wat altyd geheers het toe ek jong was Was dat jy kan nie dit doen nie, jy kan nie dat doen nie Nou het ons esoteries, ons het jazz, ons het pop, ons het hiphop Ons het elke stijl in Afrikaans En dit is maar net die begin, die worteltjies begin nou eers groei Ek is so trots op julle hoor, dit is fantastisch
Yeah, you guys really well done Wat ons het die ander dag ook vir Ul gehad nie En hy is so amazing And I mean, I just, you know, your heart just pops van trots, you know what I mean It's like, and I know you guys are like, nah, I can't And because if you go like, are you like a mentor of iemand wat die kinders mee na op moet kyk. I know that's kind of like a bit hectic to do, so you don't want to put the evilly die jerk op julle city, but nog steeds, daar is julle is 'n nuwe groep jong mense wat voorlopers is, where people are going to go, like, you know what, you am I that.
It's not that, maar ek moet ook bijvoeg, kyk, ek self is nou al bykie amper nabij aan oor die meer, ek werk baie met, nie, in ons type genres, ek werk weer baie met opkomende kunstenaars, oor die algemeen.
Maar ons is nog iets saam doen.
Ja, nee, ons gaan, ja, nee, definitely.
As jy oor die meer is,
en met ek hier, wat is jy nie, Kasper?
maar jy is nou 36
37
ja, okay. So nie, jy geluid hier oor die meer Ek kon nou, Charlene Soetie Richards was vir my soort van, you know
Oor die meer?
No, when I was young and I wanted to act And she was already doing fila and all that And I remember I was working at the hotel And this person said to me, just after matric Sy sê vir my, wat wil jy doen? Toe sê ek wil actrice word Sy sê vir my, oh god, Anna was Mita Oh god, jy gaat net die meid speel And I was like Yeah, and then your point is, you know, because that wasn't what the point is. There was somebody who showed me that you can move outside of what you thought was possible. Mm. So and dis wat julle net julle maak mense se koppe oop. I mean, can you imagine meisies soos wat nou opkom en dan dink hulle, maar jou ma is daar, you know. Is ja daai naam. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's hot. Actually the thing, you know. As you know for jou ma vat en to say the album bring, it's the first time in hip hop and globally in hip hop that a vrou regtig share oor haar pregnant wees en sulke
goed. Ja, dit is verskriklik
in hip hop en ja. En sy pronk met 'n hele pragtige pensie.
Ja,
op die cover en alles, ja, so it's very bold. En sy het die Guma gewen vir Willekat, né? Moet ek nou net by vir hierdie jaar as die beste Afrikaanse hip hop legende. Ons almal uitgestop vir hy en hulle almal, ja.
Well done. Wel gedaan, Claudia.
Yes, ek het so gebewe.
Maar dit is net ek wil nou een dingetjie sê en dit is nie net dat dit wat nou gebeur soort van aansluit by die Afrikaans nie. Dit wat gebeur, dit is die Afrikaans waarna ek al my lewe soek. Dit is die uitbreiding. Ja. Dit is die ware Jakob. En dit is wat so fantasties is om te sê this is the real thing. This is not fantasy. Gordon Lance like
no escape from reality.
What was that?
Open your eyes.
Look up to the sky.
I had a singing on accent. Also too false.
Nee, jy is ek nie vals
nie. Ek sing nie vals nie. Maar ek sing net soms dan sing ek vals. So, I wanted to ask something, maar ek kan nou nie onthou wat dit was
nie. Nee, maar sê nou vir my, jy het die Guma gewen vir wat? Se song?
Willekat.
Is hy op YouTube?
Yes.
Ja, hy is op YouTube. Willekat featuring DJ Reddy.
Nee, Willekat, een woord.
Ja, Willekat. Nie wilde kat nie.
Nie wilde kat nie, sê. Is nie a wilde kat nie. Yeah. You know, must you write the word with a D and then you don't.
Featuring Reddy O.
Reddy D.
Wow. Okay, ek is blind for fuck's sake.
Wow, he's Charles ears.
Stap hier die hele beelde, jere laat die vieren van die vliegte brand. Ik is hier die wind, ik kan met jere ring trek. Stap neer de vriend is wat gebeurt. Als ik hier de ding rap, zo'n knoop van de beer. Zo'n kind klap ik het ding frik. In een minuut weet ik het en zet ik blink weg. Bervaar die effect van jouw ma's raps. Ik is stapel gek, word wakker in die katten. Zet je slapen zicht. Stunning video is absolutely
fantastic. Yeah,
so,
my
6 months is one of those videos. Yeah.
Dat lijkt je zo niet. I mean, je gaat een overal laten. Was het 8 maanden? Ik en Koenie de Willis nog een show gedaan. Nog 8 maanden te zitten op stage. Yeah.
But that is normal these days. Women are like, I'm not, that's niks fout met mij niet.
Ja, dat is wat ik wil
zeggen
voor die mensen.
Dat is
mensen wat
weten, 9
maanden.
Equality. Equality, ja.
In this show, we not only speak to people who are interesting, but we also speak about interesting things and facts with people. Wait. And we have now reached that stage in our program. So please pay attention. And if you know the answer, raise your hand. Engel.
Engel is here.
Yeah, Jason.
Jason. No? Jare terug was mense wreed. En hulle is nou nog. Okay. Maar, nou gaat jy gaan kniel by die guillotine. Daar kom die byl. En hy kap jou kop af. Hoeveel secondes is jy nog conscious?
10.
No, I think it's more. Isn't it 90?
What?
Met ander woorde, die kop is afgekap en jy kan nog sien, o, jyre, o, ja.
Dis die minste minuut.
Daar is my lyf.
Is dit nie about 90 sekondes?
15.
Ja, dis a terrible ding.
I know. It's
Kokorosa kan nog langer, nee.
Hulle kan, actually.
I think 60 seconds.
Okay, the closest here, Himmelbeerson, 13 secondes.
Ah!
Yes.
So this is 13 secondes.
13 is long!
It okay, you gaan my kop.
Yeah.
10
seconds.
4.
3. See, you see, Apocalypto, ne, the movie, when they left, I ontwoof, I roll like cops over the time, I gaan it met die camera, so say, roll. Yeah.
Daar is ek my, o, nou raak het swaar.
Yes.
O, daar is ek verby.
Yeah.
Ah, that is just, ow. Isn't that just involuntary? Of maar het is jou kop, jy gaan dink.
Ja, ek vind dat het yes, yes, is verby.
As die life is a ander ding, maar jou kop is a ander ding.
Ons praat oor Afrikaans. Nou, ek het nog nooit, kan ek bieg? Kan ek my hand opsteek?
Bieg maar.
Ek het nog nooit Dion Meyer gelees tot onlangs nie.
En?
Wie het nog Dion Meyer gelees?
Is it as good as they say?
Ek het 13 uur gelees.
Oh, dat is ek gelees. Ek het dit by die huis. Ek het die kopie wat Koenie vir my gelees.
Lees dit, dit gaan oor die muziek te draai.
Ek moet.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I was impressed, hey?
Wow.
But, daar's 'n paar woorde wat ek... dink is bietjie les naar Afrikaans. Kom, kyk 'n bietjie wat sê julle vir my. Polistereen koppie? Praat mens so? Sê mens polistereen koppie?
Nee, ek nie.
I don't think so.
I don't think
so. Siekte?
Dit doen, nee. Of dit is erns, dit is na, die seisoen is hurricane, haal polistereen, dit is iets.
drip koppie.
Ja.
O, jy het jou polistereen koppie. Ek weet, ja, ek het nat geword. Wat is... En dit kan, ons gaan vir pastoor vraag.
Hey.
Wat is een padpredikant?
Padpredikant?
Wat is dit? Wat bedoel hy daarmee?
Seker maar net een slimbergie.
Een dag gaat wergie.
Had het opinie.
Daar gaat bergie. Nee, weet je wat denk ek is dit? But just check whether you believe. Ach, sê hem saam met my. Ek dink dit is daai ding langs die kant met daai
kennis.
Met wat cinema sê Somerset West.
Mm.
En dan is daar so pyltjie of is dit nie dalk 'n predikant?
Somerset West is. So okay.
Of 'n predikant wat van gemeente na gemeente toe reis. 'n pad predikant.
Of 'n predikant wat op die pad staan en preek.
Wat oor paaie
preek. Yeah.
That's more likely.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't
yeah,
know.
Ja, of hulle ry in die pad met Tobielse speakers hier, bo die pad.
Hulle wil have to call somebody.
nee, hierdie polisieman het gesoek na 'n plek en toe sê hy die pad predikant sê vir hom soveel kilometer. So
okay, dan is dit iemand wat op die pad gepreek het.
Nee man.
Die stem op die GPS.
Maybe.
Maar hy sê vir jou.
Dink Dion Meyer het vir ons 'n paar vrae om te beantwoord.
Maar hoe lank gelede is hy ding geskryf? Is dit in die tyd van die GPS?
It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago, but the GPS was already valid.
Mm. Yes, it was.
Okay. Melamine lessenaar. What is this?
Melamine.
Okay, it's a desk with a plastic
what do you
cover.
Say in English?
Melamine.
Sê mens melamine ooit in jou hele fokin lewe, behalwe vir Engel wat nie nomes gehoor het nie?
Melamine. I don't know, ek weet nie, my Afrikaans is mos getemper met Engels.
Maar ek het nog nooit van melamine in my hele lewe gehoor, dit klink soos 'n kanker.
Melamine.
Ja, it's a surface covering, it's like what you put on.
Ja, yeah. Yeah.
Melamine kanker.
What you put on the cupboards and the desks and the, wat dan ook al.
Wat is fout?
Kombuiskaste.
Wat is fout, Gerkie? Och, ek het melamine. Ek het hulle die melamine gediagnoseer by my.
Melamine.
Okay, volgende. 'N blote konstatering. Wat beteken dit?
Not a clue.
Blote. Is dit net 'n konstatering?
'n blote.
Is 'n blote een.
Wat is dit?
Maak is beïngelig.
Wat is 'n konstatering?
I have no
idea. If I can guess, I think it's like something that constant is.
Constant.
I want to go into
constant. Constant.
Ek wil die HAT beginne
inslik.
Ek wil
maar hy sê 'n blote konstatering. So dit beteken it is just a konstatering.
Mm.
So what is a konstatering?
Can I look it up?
Bus checks and was it omgesit na geboue toe. Nou konstatering.
Hierdie hou ek ook nie van nie. Dit is ons sê dit baie in Afrikaans. Fout, sê die man op Engels. Ek verkies in Engels. Hoekom sê ons op Engels?
Ja.
Dis soos mense wat te sin met darm begin. oh, it's my pet that
Darum
I hate that. That. I hate it.
Ek hoor dit amper nooit.
En daardie kop, dis nou sy brein, vuur die synapse nou.
Ek sien die blote constatering hier, maar ek sien, ek kan nog nie, ja.
Wat is dit? Wat is een synapse?
Een synapse.
Een synapse in sy kop.
Een synapse. Oh no, I don't know.
Is een robot iets?
Een tuimelaar het geval. Is een tuimelaar iets langs die pad?
Ek het gedoog tuimel is een werkwoord.
Ja, is hy bestel bezig om te val.
It's a tuimelaar, die ding wat hulle mee bou nie, and then you do
could
that.
Could be.
And then you, met die
cement.
Dat sê die leaning tower
pizza.
It's possible.
On die periferie van sy bewussyn.
Ja, periferie.
Ja, dank je Engels.
Dit is baie anglicistisch. So, except for these words, which I wrote down, is dit 'n baie goeie boek. En dit is 'n boek wat mens nogal kan sien afspeel in jou kop as 'n TV-reeks.
Oh, great.
You know, it's a lot of guessing and what the hell is going on, and murders and stuff. Very nice.
Maar dat is 'n movie van of die boek of die boek aan na.
Ek dink jy daar sal 13 uur movie.
Ja,
dat is 'n movie.
Ja,
dit is definitely a movie.
Laat jy uitkom. So aksie ietsie.
Ek maak het die
van hom. But is het nie dat jy Simon woorde uitgedink het nie? Of nieuwe woorde uitgedink
het? Hy doen nie
wat, Christmas. Wat is die nieuwe woorde wat jy kan sê, that's me?
Well, woord nie, spesifieke woorde nie, maar vooral stellings.
Okay, stellings, geef ons.
Stelling, ek was ander dag een carpenter gewees, so there was a dude, as hy om dik gesyp het, Tommy Kloete, na Makola aan die rand, hy die mooiste Afrikaans gepraat, en hy sal altyd sê, klein Simon, ek is nou so drunk, en so gelukkig, as ek in die licht spring, daar bly ek daar. En ek het seker gemaak, ek skryf a song with it, spring, spring in die licht en bly daar, so that would be a term, om hy, hoe kan ek sê, as jy nou heavy excited is, om het te explain, ja. Ander ene keer, wat ek
in die it's great, because it even made us laugh now, hey, so it's a great way that to om het te stel.
Ja, en hierdie dame langs my het, ek ook een hoofdstuk aan haar toegedig eindelijk in die sin, sy het, as jy sikkel met iets, sê nou jy spanner, wil jy daar werkje, of jy ding wil jy uitdraai, of, dan sal sy langs jou kom staan en sê, ay, die laaste bykie tandepasta.
Oh.
En jy nou, uit het vir my laat groot raak, toe ek groot geraak het, ek moet ons hy laaste bykie so uitkrap, man.
Nadat jy om opgerol het.
Soms moet jy om knip oor.
So sikkel goed is vir my, is vir my important om te involve, ja.
Het jylle geweer, daar is een nieuwe dinosaur ontdek in die Vrystaat?
Wat?
Ja! Gee gauw vir my baie ou politieke sy naam, want dit is nie, nee, hy nie, maar ek toch, dit is een oulike grapie wees, maar ek kan nie terror record daar, kan ek nie iemand, there's a dinosaur rof weg, dubbel die, ek vertaal hoor, grootte van een Afrika olifant.
Wow.
This plant-eating dinosaur named Ledumahadi Mafube weighed 12 tons and stood about 4 meters high.
This is a baba.
Ledumahadi means a giant thunderclap at dawn.
A thunderclap.
Jy gaan in jou broek thunderclap as jy die ding sien. Ja. And so these things we all learn on the Casper radio show.
I never knew that. Is that actual truth?
Yes. Last week.
Kevin, ek gaan ons nie. Ek gaan ons nou nie met permissie hier sê.
Jy kan ons nou nie sê Casper is besig om te leeg.
Ek het ook nie geleeg nie, want hier is al Dion Meyers goeders.
Call them up. Sê vir ons wat is daar is.
Die movie... Hier is een movie met die naam, ek weet nie hoe om te uit te spreek hier, Icarus. Ok, en dan die ander een is Jagveld, sê dit hier so.
Jagveld is die fliek.
Dit is die pony.
Dit is die fliek.
Is dit die pon? Die
pon. Ja, ja. Moet so nat uitgekom.
Met die kopper reen of wat is hy ding se naam?
Ja, wag. Polistireen
koffie. Steek my met jou polistireen.
What you supposed to look up a word for us?
I did, ek kan nie die fucking woord kry. So, maar anyway, ek kon nie woord kry, maar kon nie die betekenis kry nie, toe vat hy my bladdy Hollands toe. Dink ek, ag nee, dit is nou al verby.
Dan is het ek in Hollands.
Dan is het in Hollands.
Oké, Claudia, sê vir my, wat se song, toe jy nou jonk was, het jy geluister, die eerste keer gedink, ag, dit is beautiful.
Wat is dat?
Dit kan common wees, moet nie skaam wees.
Lemon Tree.
Wat klink nou?
Jy is so jong.
Dit was my nommerkie gewees. My pa het my nou gewys hoe om terug te skiep. Ja, ek is jong, ek is 25, ek word 26 hierdie maand.
Dan, tarara, tarara, dan, 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 Diane.
Music. Yes.
Oh, ek kan het nie glo nie.
Oh, ek love that song.
Dit is a beautiful song, maar vir my, as ek nou dink, dink ek, oh, ja, ek is 45. Dit is amazing. Oh, Simon,
yes.
Claudia, thank you so much for being here. You'll have to come again. Mm. We have not even scratched the surface of this.
Oh no, are we done?
We're done, eh? Thanks, Shameen.
Thank you very much. Shameen is out.
Thank you, Lelis.
Thank you, Lelis.
Thank you, Rian.
Ek het gedink, ons kom ons keer gauw vir Tabang. Ek het gauw vraag van hulle groepie. Het so een minuut op, het ons nie tyd.
Hy is te bang om het te vraag.
Okay. Laat Simon en Claudia met Tabang praat. Bring hom.
All right. Ek wil nou net weer wat van julle drie samen.
Gavin, it's welcome back in South Africa, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
And I really hope that next time you will not use a limo.
Okay. It brought me much of
a town car. What? That's more. The town car is not so much a swart car.
For what do you mean with the Queen's car?
Nee. Dit is what you your geel taxis, your town limousines, town cars, and then our long common limousines.
Okay, I'll remember.
Town
I'll
car
remember.
Next time. Because they take you, and they also will take you to things and help you. As jy sê, ek wil graag gaan kyk, waar het die eerste vliegtuig oorgevlieg, dan sal hy jou vat tot daar en sê, as jy nou opkyk, dan het die eerste 9-11 daar. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, wow.
Dat is baie hoopvaar.
I'm going back.
But it is tippy time, every fucking time in New York, you gotta tip them. Soos jy weet met die Chicago. So jy kan nie vir die ou vra, weet, wys my dit en dat, en om dan nie tip gee nie. Ek het ook in Chicago een keer, ek en Rina Hugo, so met wie jy song gedoen het? So met wie jy song gedoen het, Claudia?
I wondered about it, I was like, that's rad. I love Rina though.
En ons in Chicago, toe gee sy die ouwe $5 tip van die lichaam af. Jesus, die ou het nie eerst ons gepraat nie. Hy het so donker, donder weer wolk boos sy kop gehad. Hi, welcome to the show, and sorry, we were so rude to not even interview you. Ach, sorry, man. So, this is Claudia, this is Simon.
Oh, hi, Claudia.
Yo, awesome. Man.
You guys are amazing.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, ask them.
Why the white gloves?
Because they're too attractive.
They what?
They're attractive.
Oh, so they're attractive. You notice them straight away. Mm,
so, if I want a girl, if I weren't married, I should just wear the white gloves because
yeah, you should make me attractive.
listen here, the panchula itself, it's. I see that you are mixing it with a more modern style as well.
Yeah.
Is that important for the growth of the dance?
Yeah, it's just important because you're just fusing something else that's going to seem like a panchula. You make it kind of different. We spice it up, unfortunately. Mm. Yeah.
And who's the choreographer? Who's the one who teaches the dances?
We all choreograph.
So when you heard you had to do a tribute to Yemel Beesem, what went through your mind?
Thank you, pardon?
When you heard that you had to do a tribute, when I told you that you guys have to do a little tribute, what went through your mind? Like, oh, crazy Mlungu.
It was like something that I wasn't expecting.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It showed up as unexpected.
It's good to step out of your comfort zone and do something new, and especially everything we saw was local, which is amazing.
Yeah.
very and where can people see you?
Your next
everywhere. We can even, like, we do commercials via adverts, music videos, everywhere, unfortunately. Like, yeah, we do commercials.
Thank you for choosing our show also to come and show your craft. Okay. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very
much.
It's
great, and it's now on video, so you're going to watch it on Facebook all the time now.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
Have a lovely day, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, Duncan.
This is CliffCentral.com.